brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation, your aviation headset leader in innovation, comfort, and exceptional service. And by Phillips 66 Aviation, the most trusted wings in aviation, with over 700 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry. It's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California, with Jennifer Storm, and she's heading up AOPA's project to actually graduate more flight students. It's a flight training student retention initiative, as they call it. They've done some market research. They've done a lot of focus groups with students and CFIs around the country. Really, Jennifer, not many surprises, right?
No, not a ton. I mean, I think it came up that students are looking for value in the flight training process, but it's not just about price, as people would suspect, but it's what they're getting for the money. They're willing to pay for it if they think it's a valuable experience and that both flight schools and flight instructors are making an effort to not make it as expensive as possible, but find ways to save the money where they can.
Okay, well, what about the whole psyche of being a pilot? Are we fostering that enough with prospective pilots?
The research says no. We're not. That there's a huge element of the excitement and the specialness of being a pilot that we're not especially tapping into. And that's a big area of opportunity for us as we move forward with this initiative.
I think those of us who are pilots recognize that we're in kind of a special little club after we've become pilots. How do we foster that with the students? What's your recommendation?
Yeah, it's a challenge to balance the inclusiveness and the exclusiveness. I mean, you want people to aspire to do it, but you don't want them to be turned away when they're brand new and don't really know much about the process. So we think that a key challenge there is the mentoring process. A lot of the people who we talked to in the survey said that they didn't necessarily get information about learning to fly from online or print sources. They got it from personal sources. So if we can leverage those relationships and get more pilots to get more prospective pilots into the fray, I think we'll be successful.
An awful lot of what the data revealed, though, was based strictly on professionalism, on CFI professionalism. What do we need to do to clean up our act?
Well, CFI professionalism is a part of what we're considering educational quality as an overall theme. And that particular theme did rank the highest in terms of predictor of student success. So that splits into two areas, both instructor effectiveness, which is where the professionalism falls, the organization of a flight instructor's lesson plans, but it's also instructor support, which is more on the flight schools and how they manage flight instructors. So there's part of it that professionalism, people think, oh, it's just how they're dressed, just how they talk, but it's a larger area than that.
What about motivating CFIs? A lot of what came out of the data was that CFIs would rather be doing just about anything else but teaching people how to fly.
Well, that's not all of them. I know some flight instructors who truly love it and truly make an impact on their students. And what we heard from the students, especially the lapsed ones, is they didn't feel like their flight instructor was invested in their success, that they truly cared. So I think when we look at that, we're looking at people who want to be instructors. You can't force them to be. But there are things a flight school can do for even those people who are building time, that it's a positive experience, and the flight instructor understands the role that they're playing in the student success, that they understand they're important. Because we can intrinsically motivate people to do a better job as well. And I've heard this said before, that flight instructors are holding their students' dreams of flight in their hands. And how they choose to treat that is critically important. And if they could remember when they were a student pilot, how it would have felt or what it would have meant if their flight instructor treated them poorly and how it would have demotivated them, sometimes it's just a matter of how we communicate with flight instructors that they'll find a way to be better at it. But there are a number of other ways that we can look into helping them out, and that's something we're committed to doing very soon.
What are the next steps for your initiative?
Well, our editor-in-chief, Tom Haynes, announced yesterday that we are going to be bringing back our flight school business newsletter. It's going to be really important for us to communicate more often and more directly with the flight training community, and flight school business will allow us to do that. It won't just be a newsletter, though. We're also going to do some flight school business forums at the major shows, Sun and Fun, EAA Air Venture, and AOPA Aviation Summit next year, to get the group together in person to have the dialogue that's so important. And it's looking like people are starting to see that it's not as important to be in competition as it is to learn from each other to raise the water for all boats.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AOPA Summit in Long Beach, California. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation, your aviation headset leader in innovation, comfort, and exceptional service. And by Phillips 66 Aviation, the most trusted wings in aviation, with over 700 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.